podcast from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. This is God's Mission Here.
I'm Reverend Mark Kiesling, Director of LCMS Youth Ministry, and I'm joined by DCE Juliana Schultz, Program Manager for Resources and Leadership. Today on God's Mission Here, we are going to talk about LCMS sermon events with Pastor Greg Bertram and Shelley Carlson about the LCMS sermon event they host every year.
We know that sermon event is one key component of a healthy youth ministry, service inside the church, in the community, and on longer intensive weeks like sermon events give youth a chance to live out their faith through the work of the Holy Spirit and build relationships that keep them tied to their congregation. Truly, like the title says, God's mission here. I mean, you don't get any closer than this.
Absolutely. And LCMS Youth Ministry supports LCMS sermon events across the country each year. These events are generally 5 to 7 day experiences at LCMS camps or congregations or with recognized service organizations. Young people and adults invest their time and energy in serving their neighbor in the name of Jesus. Participants bless others by showing the love of Jesus through acts of mercy, completing work projects that better communities and schools, and supporting the mission work of other organizations. Young people are blessed by growing in their understanding of vocation. They learn new skills, and they deepen friendships and sometimes make new friends from people from across the country.
Yeah, I've been blessed to attend for more than 20 short-term sermon events in my life, and really all of them have helped me to ground my faith in both in the scriptures, but then in how we live that out in our vocations. Each one's been an amazing opportunity to share the gospel and to dig into God's word. Even this past couple of summers, I've gotten to join the Yavs on a sermon event that they do on the Years Without a Gathering. It's a busy time in our summer, but it's so worth it to be able to see those young people in action, to see them living out their faith in those ways that is going to show the mercy of God to other people.
Just recently I attended an LCMS sermon event at Camp Lynn Haven in North Carolina this past summer, and it was great to meet youth and adults from North Carolina and Florida and Missouri and Indiana. It was awesome to see the relationships they formed across the congregations and the joy they had in serving the people around Lynnville. I know there were many people who were impacted by the hour served, work accomplished, and the smiles and laughs shared by the youth. A great legacy of LCMS Youth Ministry has been that for over 40 years we have provided LCMS sermon events at camps and congregations, and again, these recognized service organizations that are blessed by the hours served by young people and adults.
Yeah, so to hear more about what an LCMS sermon event is about, why we do them, and the value they have to God's mission here, we talked to Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church in Forest Lake, Minnesota, the host of one of our LCMS sermon events called Heart of a Servant. We recorded an interview with their leaders on our podcast, End Goals, just a short time ago, and we wanted to share that interview with you.
One person on that interview is Reverend Craig Bertram, who is the pastor at Lord of Lakes and serves as the event coordinator for Heart of a Servant. He has been pastor there since 1999. Craig is married and has 4 adult children and 1 wonderful grandchild. He loves archaeology, biblical-related travel, and playing with drones. Shelley Carlson has served as youth and education director at Lord of Lakes since 1991. She and her husband own and operate an equipment rental business along with her service at the church. And in her free time, she likes to ice fish, kayak, camp, and love on her 2 grandsons.
So many things are different between our LCMS sermon events. Each one is a little bit unique. It's run by a different host. And some things can look different based on location or time of year, type of service, or even your event from year to year might look a little different. But just to give us a snapshot, can you give us a description of the week of Heart of a Servant? What's the general schedule? What work is accomplished? What kind of community building and discipling activities take place over that week?
I'll talk first.
You talk first.
So our event focuses on serving the elderly, low-income veterans, and handicapped people.
Okay.
And basically, it comes down to we want to help people do the work that they can stay in their homes that they possibly can't do themselves, financially can't afford. And so that's how we advertise our event, is that we're going to work in these situations. And so we have the kids come. I'll give just a brief description. You can go into the details.
Okay.
Our event runs Sunday through Saturday. The youth arrive on Sunday evening. We start out with community building, welcoming, kind of just forming those early relationships where you can get to know each other's names. And one of the big focuses for us as an event site is that we like the whole group to form community together. And we try to mix them up and get them not so they're just hanging out with their friends from their own youth group, but intermixed and mingled throughout. And our goal by the end of the week is that we would form one large community together. And it wouldn't be that you're from this church or that church, but you're serving together as fellow Christians and to help them to see that they're part of the bigger church and that they can work in that universal church. So that's the beginning. It all starts on Sunday night. Monday, we hit the road running. Monday is a work day. Monday through Thursday, we work and we do four work days. We get the kids here by seven. They do all of, their own kind of lunch packaging. Mm-hmm. We get breakfast is here at the church and they pack their lunch. We break them out into work groups. We do the devotion that Synod provides, mm-hmm. and we kind of do our own special tweaks with that. Shelley and I always incorporate a little skit into it somehow, and it runs through the whole week. And it's always kind of the kids are like, who are these people and what are they doing? And as the week goes on, and we plan them later and later in the evening, they get a little.
More silly
as the week goes on. But we think they're funny. We do that. Then we send them out to their work sites. They work up until like 3:30. And then they quickly go to host homes, get showered and cleaned. We have a philosophy that we like to work hard and then play hard. Mm-hmm. So every evening we have a rec activity plan. Where we're going to go and do something and play games and build community and get to know each other and enjoy each other's company. And then at the end of the night, we do a recap of what happened during that day, kind of a debriefing, blessings, difficulties, all of that. And that goes Monday through Thursday. Friday is a
fun day,
nice. A rec day.
Yeah.
This last year we went canoeing.
Yep.
And we enjoyed kind of a picnic outside. Mm-hmm. And then what did we do in the evening?
We went bowling and went to an arcade and had pizza and then we did a brief closing at the end.
Uh-huh. Cool. And so that's kind of our week in a nutshell. I kind of went into more detail than I anticipated.
That's okay. You forgot an important aspect, though, okay. Pastor.
All right.
Every night when the kids come back to the church, we do Bible study with them.
Yeah. Oh, that.
We always plan at least an hour of Bible study on. And that is, we also use the Bible study from Synod. We really feel like that Synod provides a good devotion and Bible study that just ties everything together.
Great. A question about you're bringing in these young people into this event, obviously, and like I'd love to hear how you build community. They're getting to know new people. But then there's something about the service, too, that takes place, I think, for a young person to come give up of a week to serve another person, maybe in another part of the country. What impact have you seen or maybe something specifically that was focused at a servant event or mission trip, apart from even your event that maybe you've been on? Where have you seen that impact a young person in their life with Christ or their life in community?
Probably my favorite story, and I think you'll like this, is that. 1 year I was going to serve an event training, mm-hmm. and I was in the airport in St. Louis, and we were waiting to get on the Metrolink, uh-huh. and a young lady walked up to me and said, "Are you Pastor Bertram?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "Who are you?" and she said, "I went to one of your servant events years ago." And she said her name. I don't recall her name right now, but she went to serve an event training to be a youth leader then.
No way.
Oh, we were both going to servant event training. And I thought, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That one of the kids would remember my name or who I was even, and then go into church work and lead a servant event. That really was a powerful moment of what servant events can do in somebody's life. Yeah.
That's great.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it gets a whole lot better than that.
Right?
Yes. How, I mean, we know that there's a ton of impact for the young people who attend. How has Lord of the Lakes and the community of Forest Lake, where you are, been impacted by the service of the youth and adults from across the country? And are there any kind of the long-term impacts you've seen as a congregation because you are a servant event host?
First, you tell the story about Kim.
Okay. So, and one of my favorite stories about Findy worked for a servant event. One day, this person comes into my store, as I just said, you know, earlier that my husband and I run an equipment rental store. And he says, I need to get a chainsaw chain made. And so can you make one for me? I said, yeah, it'll just take a few minutes. And I started talking to him about what he was going to do for the day. And he was telling me that he was going to his son's mother-in-law's house to do some work. And she had all kinds of work to do. And she had cancer. And she was divorced, recently divorced. And she had all these other health problems and had an adult child with special needs and just didn't know how she was going to get all this work done. And interestingly enough, we needed work that week, that year, and we were really short a house to work on. And I said to him, oh, hey, well, I do this thing called servant events, and youth come from around the country to come and they work on people's homes. And I'm wondering if maybe we could come and make her home be one of our homes to work on. And he was like, what? Are you kidding me? I can't even believe this. He goes, you know what? I drove past your store. I got about a mile away and I said to myself, I bet they make chainsaw chain at All Seasons Rental. I'm going to go back there. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is crazy. And so we went and we did, we met with, I'll say Kim, and we went and Pastor and I met with her and, we ended up using her, home site as one of our work sites that year. And we did some, she had a lot of work that needs to be done. We did some deck work and some painting and some, a lot of yard work for her. And then Pastor and I always go out to the homeowners, after the event is over. And when we went to Kim, she said, you know, thank you so much. I can't believe all the things that got accomplished here, but it really made me feel that God hasn't forgotten about me.
Mm.
And we, that just really struck us that it was such, it was just so cool that the way that it happened and how, you know, I really felt like God had a hand in us doing work at her home and her opening up and talking to us
and the kids
and the kids and the kids were able to share their faith with her. And it was just an incredible experience that year with that.
That's great.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
We've had many opportunities over the years. Shelley and I, like, we gave our criteria before about the events we, or the work sites we tried to find. We tried to find meaningful work for the event. We try to find people who are genuinely in need, who aren't just taking advantage. But over the years, we have been really privileged to touch people's lives, and we still see them and see them about town and the they're so grateful, and they know the faith of the kids and how it was done and why it was done. And we're able to witness to that in such a crazy, powerful way that it's just, it's such a joy that we're able to do that.
The cool part about sermon events is that we get to share our faith with the homeowners in kind of a different way than what you would be able to when you go and you do service and in other ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, too, I think you shared when we were kind of preparing for this a little bit too, that how many other members of your church also invest their time in supporting the servants that come. That's got to be, I think, a great rallying thing, I'm sure, for the church as well, to be able to support these young people in their service, but then also that ongoing connection with the homeowners that you serve.
Absolutely. We're a pretty small congregation. We worship about 150 on a Sunday over two services. Mm-hmm. And for us to host 48 youth and their adult leaders, and to provide breakfast and lunch and supper, and all the snacks, to make all of that possible, the host homes, the driving, the work site, we always get people from the congregation to manage each site as well, retired people. And there's a lot of participation and a lot of donations and a lot of prayer. Lord of the Lakes has 100% loved and gotten behind sermon events. And I believe it has been a huge blessing to our congregation. Mm-hmm. It has been part of many years of saying, you know what, there's a mission opportunity, in our community. And it's not right here. It's out in the community, and they fully get behind it. And I think part of that is they see what can happen, out in service. They get behind that service themselves, but they also see that it's kids who aren't just taking, and they're not just going on some trip for fun. Mm-hmm. They get to walk in and out of the church and prepare all these things. And they see the kids in Bible study and asking questions, and they see them praying, and they get to participate and see all of that. And it lifts their spirits about kids and generations to come. Mm-hmm. And it's something that they can get behind and support. We have very generous people who financially and time-wise and skills support sermon events in huge ways. It's very heartwarming.
Yeah.
They always say, Pastor and I won't even be done closing the event, and congregation members will be, when's the next one? How can I help for the next one? It's like, let's finish this one first.
Just this one, take a nap, and then we'll get on
to the next. I'm going to go home right now.
Just relax a bit. But, you know, that's pretty exciting when the congregation is behind it like that, and they're just so ready to have it happen again.
Yeah. Well, we are thankful for congregations like Lord of Lakes, all the work that you do to provide LCMS for servant events and a place for young people to serve. And as well as, like you said, the opportunity it gives for the local congregation to impact their community, to build those relationships, talk to them about the gospel, invite them to church, build those relationships around a lot of different things. I love, like how you said, Pastor Bertram, you get to see these people throughout the year that you get to serve. And what a blessing that is to have that long lasting impact. So if someone is at a congregation or an LCMS camp or other organization, and they want to consider something like an LCMS servant event, maybe what are the first steps they should consider if they're thinking about it?
Well, I'm going to let Shelley answer this. I'm just going to say, do it. and jump in. Because it's been a life changer for Shelley and I, and for Lord of the Lakes. But Synod provides great resources. And you know, it took us many years to develop our servant event. Mm-hmm. We've been, I don't know how many we've done.
10.
But we've... it's changed over the years and it's grown to what it is now. But it all starts with going to servant event training and getting equipped from people who have done it before.
You get a lot of great information on all the things that you need to know to have a very successful event. The rest of the members of the committee are all seasoned veterans with servant events. And we are always so excited to share our knowledge with other people who are interested in hosting a servant event. So that, to me, coming to training is the first big step. And then asking a lot of questions and being getting connected with one of the committee members is always an important thing. And being connected through youth ministry at the synodical level is always important, too. There's just a lot of support. There's just great information.
Resources.
Great resources to help you become successful with that.
Why should they consider it, or particularly why should they consider LCMS servant events?
Well, first, they should come to our event. or maybe a better answer is a little plug there. But really, I think call me. Like, I would love to talk to anybody. Talk to Shelley. Talk to anybody on the committee about going. And Shelley and I are convinced that more happens in the youth ministry of Lord of the Lakes in a week-long CERN event than in a whole year. And you form a relationship. You're in God's word. You're praying. One of the weird little phrases we use at Lord of the Lakes is, and I introduce this every year when we have the kids that first night on Sunday, I say, you know what? I want to tell you just from the get-go that you're all here and you're thinking you're going to, this is all about the work you're going to do. And I make it clear from the very beginning that it's not about the work. The work is the tool that God uses to affect growth and maturity and change and faith development and community. The work is really the excuse of why we're able to get together. We're going to do work, don't get me wrong, but it's not the reason we're here. And we're very intentional about all those other things taking place and making sure that they're the priority. And the work really is just the excuse. So back to the question, why should you go? Because we're all about wanting to develop and grow and mature kids in their understanding of God's word and to affect that lifelong change of developing a prayer life and a study and being connected to a community in Christ and experiencing the joys of being in a church youth group, yes, but in a bigger church, the universal church, and making those friendships and saying, you know what, when I go to the gathering next year, I'm going to look all these friends I've made up and we're going to get together and see each other. And I'm going to email them or text them or do whatever kids do to get connected so that we can do that and to form those bonds. 100%, if you're considering it, you're a lay leader, you're a youth leader professionally, go on an event. I believe they're one of the most powerful tools we have to develop or to grow or to affect faith change in our youth.
It's pretty, I love what Pastor said here. And one of the things I really love about CERN events is that kids come and they think it's about the work. And we say it's not about the work. It's really about building a relationship with Christ. But you get kids that come that are kind of like not really a part of their youth group, or they don't feel like they're a part of their youth group. And they come to a servant event and they find out that they are a part of their youth group, that they are a part of the community of Christ. And that is one of the things about the materials, the Bible studies, and the devotions that are provided through Synod that really help drive that foundation in Christ, to get those kids to understand that they're a part of a community that is bigger than them, that is bigger than even their little congregation or their church or their big church, but that it's really about being connected to Christ.
That's great. Well, again, thank you so much for all the work you do through Heart of the Servant, certainly into Lord of the Lakes too, and all the ongoing ministry that's happened there. Just as we wrap up, are there any final words of encouragement that you'd give to parents, church workers, or lay people in their work with young people?
Do it.
Do it.
Love it. So simple.
Well, we, again, are thankful for all that time and energy that you invest in young people in the LCMS and certainly right there at Lord of Lakes, but across the Synod. Thank you so much for hosting an LCMS CERT event, and God's continued blessings as you prepare for 2024 and beyond and hosting an event.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we love talking about sermon events, and I feel like sometimes we're pretty enthusiastic about them. We are not nearly enthusiastic as Pastor and Shelley are. We're so grateful that we have people around Synod who see the value. And, mm-hmm. and of course, mm-hmm. part of that is they get to see every year up close the impact that has on mm-hmm. young people, the impact that has on their community, the impact it has on their congregation, and how God works incredibly powerfully through all of those vocations to point people back to the gospel.
Right. They're so like holistic. I mean, just you heard it through the interview that there's a lot that goes on by the work of the Holy Spirit, a certain event. You've got the people who are being served by our young people. Like the one I saw in North Carolina, I mean, to see teachers and school administrators at underserved schools say like, this is work that never would have got done if your youth didn't show up.
Yeah.
I mean, we got clean classrooms. We've got all these projects done that we don't have staff to do this, or unless the teachers would have been putting in the time. And now they get a rest and focus on their classrooms. Like there's those things that happen there where the mercy of Christ is shown in so many ways to the community. But then also those community, the relationships that get built, that community that gets built, the time in God's word for young people to maybe disconnect from some stuff back home and be able to go someplace else and to build those Christian relationships is just awesome. And so like Pastor Bertram said, it's not about the work. It's about the youth. It's about those relationships. But then there's some really blessing that comes through the work too, to where the gospel gets to be shared. And people, again, like it was, like Shelley said, that people say like, God hasn't forgotten me because of God's people. I'm going to get to serve. So really cool stuff that happens at sermon events.
Yeah. And as somebody who has led sermon events and brought youth groups to sermon events and LCMS sermon events, really a great opportunity, particularly for those congregations that are a little smaller, to have mm-hmm. a slightly mm-hmm. smaller youth group who maybe mm-hmm. wouldn't necessarily have access to some of the programmatic opportunities right. that we were going to see in a sermon event, but also a great way for them to connect with other yeah. youth from other right. locations right. And to be able to build some community across that, feel a little less alone mm-hmm. Than they do normally. So, and it's really easy. It's surprisingly easy to be able to do that. And so really want to encourage congregations to think about both hosting sermon events, but also more importantly, bringing your youth to sermon mm-hmm. events. Mm-hmm. So Mark, if I'm curious about sermon events, where would I go find that information?
Absolutely. Well, I'll direct them to just one main website, which is lcms.org/servant events. And there that will take you, if you want to look at our events, there's a link there that it can take you actually to the web page that has, again, the events that you're able to link to. So you don't register with LCMS Youth Ministry, but then that will connect you to the events that are hosting events with. That's who you reach out to, get connected with, and register for them. But all the information is there, one place that you can find your events based on time and location, and the type of service and all that type of stuff. So I know already getting geared up for 2024, we got events in Colorado, North Carolina, Minnesota, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, multiple in some of those states, and possibly adding ones that if not this year, maybe next year for Idaho, Iowa, New York, and other states as well. So we're excited about that as well. There's connections to some international events that Office of International yeah. Mission does that we talked about on another podcast that you can connect there for information. Those can be flexible on dates too. So for if that's sure. something specific you're looking for. So that's great. So just a little bit about the calendar. Right now, if you look on on the site. The earliest one is in the week of May 26, 2024. And then the last one begins the week of around July 28th. So two busy months of service across the country from LCMS Servant Events. And then I'll say a little bit too. Shelley touched on it and Craig mentioned some other things too about if you're interested in hosting an event. We do a training here in St. Louis. Shelley said the dates, November 14th through the 16th. Easiest way for that is just to contact our office to get information from that. And we provide both, we'll give you a travel stipend as well as take care of your housing and just the event itself. If you're interested in hosting, it doesn't have to be necessarily 24, maybe looking to 2025, but that's our investment that we'll make in you is to get you here. And so you can hear more about it and connect with other event hosts to learn from them.
If you have questions, certainly you can contact our office and we can even connect you up with Shelley and the rest of our servant event team mm-hmm. who are all really passionate about service and LCMS servant events. And they can talk you through everything from if you're wanting to go to an event, they know most of the events mm-hmm. that we have going on, maybe which one works best for your group, or to be able to even just to share with you about their experiences hosting. I know they love to talk about servant events, as you can yes. hear, and we'd love to connect you to them as well.
So Juliana, can you give us maybe some information on what resources that are on Youth eSource and whether that is for hosts or if they're looking to attend an LCMS certain event or maybe just making service a part of their youth ministry week in, week out?
Yeah. So if you go to youthesource.com/serve, you're going to be able to get to a homepage that's got a ton of resources. Some of them are for hosts. And in fact, we're just rewriting yeah. a ton of our resources to be able to go out for this year for new host resources. So we're going to have updated versions of those. Coming soon. You can go back and look at all of the Bible City devotion packets from previous years. So you heard Shelley talk about those Bible studies and how great they are. Those are all available for free on Youth eSource. And then also tons of different resources for you to be thinking about, hey, I don't know how I could get my kids connected to community service or service in our congregation. Here's a bunch of ideas and resources to be able to do that as well. So all of that's going to be available on Youth eSource. We'll make a link in the show notes to be able to do that. Even if you can't go to a servant event, mm-hmm. there's ways for you to be able to serve back mm-hmm. home.
Well, we love to hear the stories from LCMS servant events, and we know that young people desire opportunities to serve others and to share the good news of Jesus as well. There are lots of ways you can do that outside of an LCMS servant event. Many congregations host or attend separate service or mission events across the world. And of course, service doesn't need to be far from home or over an extended amount of time. Youth are active in serving in their schools, communities, and congregations on a daily and weekly basis.
So one of those places you can find more information about service in youth ministry is on youthesource.com. We have an entire section that's dedicated mm-hmm. to ideas that can be used for service. There's Bible studies and devotions you can use as a part of the service that you do, or just ideas for integrating it into a regular part of your ministry. We know there's plenty of places, organizations in your backyard
mm-hmm. right.
where your young people can serve. And the more opportunities you give them, both in your community and in your congregation, the more they'll be able to live out that God's mission here. So Mark, where would they find out more about attending an LCMS servant event?
Right. Well, I'd first direct them to our webpage for that, which is lcms.org/servant events. And there's, again, the links to the resources, links to how to host one, also then to our event page as well. Events are already up for 2024 and more will be added through the years to come. We got events in Colorado and North Carolina, Minnesota, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, Idaho, Iowa's coming, and also in New York. We also have international events, which connects with the Office of International Mission here in our building as well.
And there's always opportunities for you to be able to host that servant event. So if you would like to bring young people to your community to be able to do that, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to connect you to resources to be able to do that.
Yeah, it is just great to see that. If we want young people to be living out God's mission here in the future, we can start that right now. And just with great energy and desire that they want to serve their neighbor. And LCMS servant events and other opportunities are a great way to get that off to a start.
Thanks for joining us. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how He delivers those gifts where you live and serve.